An organisation that helps people who've suffered sexual violence has seen a big increase in the number of people looking for help last year. Over 23,000 contacts were made to the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, up more than a fifth on the previous year, which they say shows the scale of a sexual violence epidemic. One of those contacts was from Áine McHugh. She spoke to our reporter Sheila Nocton.
I babysat his children and I was sexually assaulted by him from when I was 16 up until I was 17. I availed of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, trying to live normally and trying to live in line with my peers and my friends. And I did years of therapy and I had decided that I couldn't just keep it. I couldn't keep it in the box anymore. So I decided to report it. I have amazing parents and family. They were very supportive.
So you did have to await a court date, but something changed then on the morning of that court hearing.
The investigation, I think, was maybe 2 years. I got the court date, which was originally meant to be for March 2024. And in March 2024, I got a call to say that it was changed until April. I went in the morning of what I thought was going to be the first day of the trial where the jury was going to be picked. And the barrister came and approached me and told me that he was going to plead guilty.
Did you feel any sort of closure? Can you say that you felt justice, or what is the feeling?
It was a bit surreal. I really thought that he wouldn't, that he wasn't going to. It was massive relief, the thought that I, knowing that I wouldn't have to be cross-examined and that my parents and my family wouldn't have to go through that. I just cried and I had my mum and my dad with me and we were all crying. I spent so long, I suppose, not wanting to live and not knowing how to live, that I really do feel blessed and grateful that I'm able to today.
What would you say to anyone who is still carrying either that burden or that shame and hasn't been able to come forward yet?
Oh my God, if there's anyone carrying shame because of sexual violence, because they're a victim or a survivor, like, it's not yours. You did nothing wrong. There's nothing. I think it's really important to know that there's nothing wrong with you. And if they want to come forward, and that's totally a personal choice. And it's a choice that I'm happy I made. And if they do want to come forward, to come forward.
That's Áine McHugh with our reporter, Sheila Nocton. Rachel Morrow is here. She's CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Rachel, thank you very much for coming into our studio this morning. A big increase in callers to your service last year. Why?
Huge increases to all our frontline services last year, and we supported more people through our helpline, our therapy services, our accompaniment services than at any point in our 46-year history. I think this is probably a range of reasons for that. As Áine said there on the clip, that survivors are feeling empowered, that hopefully they are shaking off those shackles of shame and blame that we associate with sexual violence going back many centuries. We also saw some very high profile legal cases. We saw spikes in the months that they came through. We know that there is an epidemic of sexual violence. 4 in 10 people in Ireland will experience sexual violence at some point in their lifetime. And we also ran a high profile media campaign encouraging never time callers to Dublin Rape Crisis Centre to seek help and support. So these are people who've maybe carried the burden of sexual violence alone for perhaps many decades. And we saw that they lifted the phone last year, which we were very grateful and appreciative of them.
Because of the unknown scale of unreported sexual violence, is it in any way possible to gauge if it's increasing or at what level?
It's really difficult to tell. What we can see are that there are patterns that are emerging that we think the alarm bells should be sounding out about. We are seeing some of our clients experiencing multiple forms of violence, so not just sexual violence, but physical and psychological violence alongside the sexual violence. We think that the reports from the sexual assault treatment units need acknowledgement, where they are reporting that the patients who attend there have been restrained in 4 in 10 cases. We understand that 7% of the patients who go to the sexual assault treatment unit have been restrained by the throat. We are also, from an attitudinal point of view in Ireland, there are groups in society that hold harmful and negative views about sexual violence, and they're perpetuating rape myths and victim blaming. So this is a whole of society problem that we can't point the finger at one thing, but certainly some of the patterns we're seeing are going in the wrong direction.
Are you seeing a pattern where the alleged perpetrator perpetrators are younger?
We're seeing, I suppose, perpetrators can be a whole mix of demographics. And I think that sometimes in our minds, we see perpetrators as we see victims, that they are typical in some way. They're not. And we often hear perpetrators of sexual violence described as monsters, but they don't look like monsters. They look like everybody else, and they're wolves in sheep's clothing. And we need to really call that out and understand that anybody can perpetuate sexual violence as the same reason anybody could be a victim.
Are men calling you?
Fewer men are calling us than women. Certainly, we feel that men are underrepresented in people accessing support from Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Around 85% of the people who use our services are women. The burden of sexual violence is very much carried by women, so that makes sense. But around 1 in 4 men will experience sexual violence in their lifetime, but only 15% are visible in our numbers.
Rachel, thank you very much for coming in. It's Rachel Morrow, CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. 27 minutes past 7.